you know, sometimes I really hate this app because it, you hit record, and if it, you don't click new episode, then it doesn't do right, and it tries to put it on another episode. I mean, I just hit record hoping it would just go through, and then it goes, nope, we're going to save this and attach it to a different one. No! Anyways, I did want to talk a little bit about kind of some thing, some worldly things. I may get a little, not necessarily religious. This is just what I believe. This is my opinion. And with so much going on in the world today, there seems to be a lot of confusion out there. There's a lot of chaos. You know, we're in this whole manifesting. I see that a lot of, you got to manifest this. If you want this and this to happen, you got to manifest this. You got to, you know, think about it and talk about it, you know, like make a plan. And, you know, if you want to manifest a good man, you know, you got to make this list and write this down. And, you know, you got to like, you know, think about him and do this. And I'm now starting to think that this whole manifesting thing is a bunch of hoopla. It's a bunch of witchcraft. It's a bunch of malarkey. Now, granted, we all want to set standards, whether you're looking for a new job, a new career, or maybe a new partner in life. You know, whether you've, like me, and you've never been married, or you maybe been divorced, and, you know, doesn't matter, whatever stage you're in, we do all want to set standards, you know, and this is what I want, and this is who I want, and this is, you know, where I want to be. But we have to talk to God about that stuff. I mean, we definitely can in a way manifest it. We can come up with ideas of what we want. But we also have to pray to God. God's going to be the one. He is the ultimate. He's the ultimate doer. He's the ultimate God who's going to make it happen. Who, if you know, if you're living right and doing right, you know, in His time. Now that's where the patience comes in. You know, He will, you know, help things happen for us. He will make things happen for us. But we have to do our part. So yes, in a way, we do want to manifest. We do want to. Excuse me, I start talking and I start yawning. You know, we do want to, you know, let's say particular, because I'm single and there are so many single people out there. We want to find the right person. So maybe we do make a list, you know, maybe we do think of things that we do want in that person. You know, we think of the do's, don't worry about the don'ts, but we think of the things we want in that person. Anything from, and I was like, I feel like I was I got sucked into this too. I was kind of a victim of this. But I made a huge list, due to the, you know, advice from a friend, you know, make a list, you know, which it was good to make a list. And kind of show it to God and go, okay, this is what I want. But I showed it to God. I feel like this manifesting thing is getting out of hand to where you manifest it. As long as you manifest it, it'll happen. But we're forgetting the key part of showing it to God and truly praying about it and giving it to God and going, okay, here's what I want. Here's what I'm looking for. Help me find it. And yes, we're allowed to pray, I think, to continue to pray about that. We don't want to get desperate. I don't think we need to pray every single day about it. You know, we don't need to pray every single day. Okay, God, I told you I wanted this. How come I haven't found it yet? It's been 2 days, you know. You know, we got to be realistic that, of course, that's not going to happen. But we have to set those standards, and then we have to keep those standards. And we have to keep living our life right. We have to keep doing our part. You know, we've got to be good people. We've got to stay vigilant in prayer. You know, we do need to read our Bible. You know, we do need to maybe journal. You know, we do need to be good to others. You know, we need to make sure we're not out partying all the time. You know, oh, here, I'm looking for this and this, but here, you know, I'm here, I'm looking for this girl, but I'm out in the bar. You know, we got to make sure, you know, that we're not, maybe we need to cut our circle of friends a little smaller. You know, we need to put the addictions down of whatever the addictions are, whether it's, you know, social media or it's, you know, it's literally alcohol, it's physically drugs, or it's people. You can be addicted to somebody in a very bad way. And we all know this. And I know that probably just hit a light bulb and it probably just might have knocked you back a little bit, but we can be addicted to people. We can be, you know, and it can be a bad thing. Now, it's cool if you meet some, if you got friends that you're kind of addicted to, it's a good thing, you know, because you always have a good time. You always laugh. You know, you just have good conversation, you know, and it's, you know, you just have a great time. You know, you have that, maybe those friends or that one friend even that you just always laugh with. You always have a good time, whether you're like car karaoke or, you know, you just, you know, even if you're, you know, sitting there, you know, just whatever, you know, whether you're telling jokes or maybe you're watching TikToks together or something, you know, and you just always get to laugh, you know, and you just have a good time. Maybe you have really good conversation. You know, sometimes you have deep conversations, whether you're talking about the world or what's going on in, you know, maybe each other's lives. Forgive me. I don't mean to yawn. It's just I'm talking, I guess, and not enough air. But, you know, we have to. So, you know, you really have to be careful with this whole manifestation. And then there's these crystals coming out. Oh, you need these crystals. And I think even some of the essential oils get put into there. And it really is a bunch of witchcraft. There's this, oh, burn the sage to get rid of the demons or get rid of the bad spirits. And y'all have got to wake up. That is the devil. That is witchcraft. That is the devil going, ooh, yeah, come here. Follow me. Don't follow God. Follow me. It truly, truly is. And I saw it happen to a friend, some time ago. She was kind of doing both. She kind of was, oh, burn the sage and the witchcraft and these crystals and these infusers, you know, let's do all these essential oils and la, 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 la. But then in the next minute, still trying to, kind of just riding that fence. And I get it. I've been there, done that. I've ridden the fence and didn't even realize I was on the fence. And it can be difficult, but to truly live the right life, and none of us are perfect, but to truly try to stay on the right path with God, you have to, what am I trying to say? You have to call yourself out. You know, you truly have to hold yourself accountable is really what I was looking for. You've got to hold yourself accountable as much as other people. You've got to hold yourself. It all starts in you. If there's certain things that you want, you know, A, B, and C, okay, well, what are you doing to achieve those? You know, are you talking to God? Are you praying to God? Are you working towards those goals? Are you doing your part? You know, because we all know you can't just sit there and go, okay, God, this is what I want, and then just sit on the couch like a bum. You know, you can't say, hey, I want to lose 20 pounds and sit on the couch. You know, and not change your diet and not change your lifestyle. And, you know, we can't just sit there, you know, we have to do our part. So yes, I'm not saying not necessarily don't manifest, you know, like I said, you want to come up with the ideas, you want to manifest in a way, you want to come up with your ideas, jot them down and show them to God and go, okay, God, here's what I'm looking for. What do you need from me? What do I need to do? You know, and a lot of times it is being silent. It is, it's God going, you know what? I just want you to work and take care of your family and take care of yourself and just enjoy what you have. And you'll get it in due time. I don't know when, but you will get it in due time. Just stay close to me and just keep praying and just keep doing what you do. And sometimes that's what we have to do. And it's a lot of times it's not exciting. It's not fun. You know, sometimes though, you know, sometimes time goes by so fast you don't even realize that, oh, wow, I've really been just kind of living the last, you know, couple of weeks, you know. It can be an adjustment that may be kind of hard for some folks. You know, some of us, you know, were the, you know, maybe some of our lives were really chaotic and crazy, you know, where we're always just go, 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 whether you got kids and you got sports and stuff, or maybe you're just a single adult, but you're always going out with your buddies, or, you know, you're making sure you're staying busy. But, you know, we have to remember when to stop and slow down and listen to God and really listen to ourselves and go, you know what, maybe it's time to just spend a weekend at home, not doing a whole lot, not maybe not see anybody. You know, maybe not go hang out with the guys and go end up having a couple of beers. You know, maybe I really need to turn that off. You know, it's not a bad thing to maybe see that you're developing a habit. You know, maybe you're not addicted, but you have a habit of, you know, going to the bar every night after work. You know, or you have a habit of every single weekend, you know, maybe you're good during the week, but maybe come Friday night, every Friday night, you have a habit of getting drunk, you know, or getting high, you know, and, you know, usually, you know, maybe making bad choices, and that's your bad choice right there. It's not necessarily, oh, am I going home from somebody from the bar? It's, I have a habit of every Friday night, I got to get drunk. And this may hit a sour spot with some of you, but it's true. And it's okay to admit that, oh, shoot, I have a problem. You know, I do have a bad habit. And, you know, this is not necessarily a good thing. You know, and I need to see what I can do to fix it. And that's all you got to do. You just have to have that moment of like self-care, to care about yourself enough to go, you know, I really should turn this around. I really should stop, because, and stand up for yourself and to say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to stop drinking, and let your buddies ridicule you. Let your buddies get mad. You know, they're not really your friends. You know, I mean, you really want to know who your friends are. Stop drinking with them. When they invite you out, just be like, no, I'm good. You know, don't even be the designated driver, you know, just be like, no, I'm good. I'm just going to stay home, you know, or no, hey, I got some stuff to do, whatever, you know. And if they're like, oh, come on, you know, be like, no, I told you I didn't want to go out, you know, like, no, I'm good. You know, I really got to stop, you know, trying to make some changes in my life. And if they're truly your friends, they'll make the changes with you. Or they'll politely, or they'll be nice enough to go, oh, okay, cool. Sounds good, bud. You know, like, okay, well, we're going, so see you later, you know, and it does suck to be lonely. It does suck to maybe not have friends that support you, that want to just, you know, well, they're going to keep going on doing what they're doing. Well, sometimes you just have to let it go. You truly, truly just have to let it go. You just have to go, nope, this is about me. This is not about my friends. This is about me. So, you know, so we have to, but we have to accept that. And I know as a society as a whole, they don't seem to be very forgiving. But you have to be comfortable with you and where you're at and what you're doing and what you want. And then you have to talk to God. And if you got a voice telling you, hey, you need to stop drinking. Hey, you need to stop doing this. Hey, you need to start doing this. I'm telling you, you got to listen to that voice. You've got to listen to that voice. Because that voice is God. That is His power. That is His Holy Spirit coming down going, hey, I need you to clean up. I need you to do this for me. And we have to remember that God He is the Almighty God. And He is our Creator. And He is amazing. But He also is a Father. And He absolutely loves every single one of us. He wants the best for us. Are we still going to fall down and make mistakes? Well, yeah. If you've read the Bible, you would see how many people came literally almost right before God and made the hugest, biggest mistakes. Look at David. Look at Moses. Look at Abraham. Look at Noah. Look at Rahab. The only one who didn't make mistakes was his perfect son that he made. He made Jesus. And Jesus did everything in his power. Now, we don't know the details. But honestly, think about how many times Jesus might have been tempted. How many times did Jesus possibly want to be with a woman? You know, God doesn't tell us about that because there's all these tiny little details that we don't need to know about. You know, we just, you know, God just tells us how it is, you know, and no room for too much detail. But think of how much Jesus was tempted. Look at Moses and David and Rahab and Noah and Abraham and even his son Isaac and Solomon and Saul and all of them. And think of all the temptations they went through and how many of them fell into them. I mean, David wanted a woman so bad, he sent her husband to the front lines to have him killed. But did you know that, I mean, he was still praying to God to like take away his anguish, to take away his anxiety, to take away his depression, to take away his feelings. He was still praying to God for help. He knew he messed up. He was still, he was such a man of God, but struggling so much. And we all are. We are all struggling so much. But the more that we let go of this world and we really lean on God and His understanding and His Word and let Him guide us and truly stop listening to the world, stop watching the news, you know, stop, you know, certain people maybe in our lives we need to stop listening to, even if it's family. Maybe we need to stop listening to them. Then stop listening to them. You know, especially if there's a lot of negativity, pray it away. Walk away. Step back and go, no, I'm not going to do this. You know, like, no, you're just back up. So, you know, we're all human. We all struggle. We all make mistakes. But the biggest thing is to learn from those mistakes. We have to learn to, we get kicked off the horse, get back up on it and keep pushing for what's good for us. If it's good for us, hopefully it's good for God. And when stuff is happening, let it happen, you know? But when you, like I said, when you hear that small voice telling you, you know, you really need to put that beer down. You really need to put this down. You really need to quit cussing so much. You know, you really need to change this. You really need to do that. You know, maybe you really should apologize to this person and say you're sorry, whether they forgive you or not, so you can move on. Then do it. Listen to you and listen to God. Let Him be your guide. As much of a struggle as it is, we have to. We have to do what's right for us. You know, stop following the world. Stop this major manifestation that I have to make everything happen. Stop with the witchcraft and the crystals and, oh, you need this. And the looking at the horoscopes and all of that. It's a distraction. It's anything to make you not look to God. And one of these days, the devil, he's going to think he's winning the more and more of you that fall into it. So there you go.